This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has pledged to hold a referendum on a new constitution he has proposed to try and quell 2 months of anti-government protests that have killed at least 62 people. The move comes after criticism from opponents and some within his own government that his plan to create a constituent assembly to rewrite the national charter was anti-democratic. The chief state prosecutor had said creating the assembly without a vote threatened to eliminate democracy in Venezuela. Hundreds of thousands of protesters angry with the government have been taking to the country's streets since the beginning of April. People are experiencing acute food and medical shortages. Carmen Hernandez, a Venezuelan who currently lives in Rome, spoke to me about what she's been hearing from her country.
The latest I am hearing from my friends and family is that a large number of people are continuing to protest against Maduro, his government, and their anti-constitutional actions. Every day I hear about another person who has died from hunger, from illnesses, which can be treated with the most basic medicines, such as antibiotics. Persons who has died protesting to defend their rights. More than anything, now, when I speak to people in Venezuela, I hear a real sense of desperation, tiredness, and frustration with what has become a daily battle to find things such as deodorant.
So the basics, I mean, with the economy is in crisis, as we've been hearing. We've been hearing about desperate food shortages.
Yes.
And so how bad are these shortages? I mean, how hard is it for people to pay for food, to get food, for example?
Yeah, well, it is really, really hard for them to get this basic food and goods to satisfy their needs, because the 85% of the population in Venezuela is living under the breadline. In other words, people are unable to afford to buy food, and in many cases, people are forced to rummage through rubbish bags in search of leftover food. Over there, 11.5% of children under the age of 12 are officially recognized as suffering from malnutrition. One way in which people are trying to combat hunger is being eating the mangoes that fall from the trees. A lot of people also rely on money being sent from family abroad.
You talked a little bit earlier about medical supplies, people needing medical care, mm-hmm. that obviously infrastructure in the country, education, medical care, these primary services, how badly are they affected? Again, with regard to even medical care.
Well, it is really, really bad. For example, just let me tell you this. My father, he takes tablets to reduce his blood pressure, and which the pharmacies have not had for almost a year now. Indeed, I will send these pills to him at the end of the month. And many other people, such as cancer patients, quite simple, are being left to die due to the complete lack of treatment. There is nothing. Either the pharmacies, the hospitals, there is nothing to do. Lot of people that is sick, they are going to protest every day because there is nothing else to do. They are going to die anywhere. So they prefer to go and be killed in the demonstration, than die just in their house doing nothing.
Is this crisis in Venezuela, in your view, likely to get worse?
Yes. Yes, of course. And as long as Maduro and his government remains in power, the situation will only get worse because they are incapable of managing the economy or developing a solution to current problems, as they have demonstrated, but the way in which they have navigated the profound problems ranging from criminality, high inflation, food shortage, and a whole range of other issues.
What are the people hoping against hope will happen? What are they hoping? Are they hoping that the international community will take an interest, that, you know, that there'll be some hope that this situation will be resolved? What are their hopes at this point?
Well, they hope the international organizations get involved and pay attention of what is going on there and have some kind of intervention and do anything to restore the democracy in the country. Because what we hope, everybody, because even if I'm not there physically, I'm there.
You're a Venezuelan.
Yeah, I am, 100%. So what we hope is they do anything to take off the government and call new elections, but with other parties. No, this party that is on, nobody wants them anymore. Because there have been 18 years of this situation that is getting worse and worse and worse every year. But now, you know, the inflation over there is like 500%. Sometimes you go to the supermarket and you buy like a kilogram of meat for like 3,000 bolivares. And next week, it costs 7,000. So it is really the double every week. It is really hard. What I can tell you is now the situation is really hard for everybody that is living there. Lots of people have lived in the country to go another countries where they don't have anything, where most of them are sleeping in the streets, but they feel safe. They feel that they have an opportunity to start again from zero. In Venezuela, there is not food, there is no health, there is no education. There is just a situation that is, if you are somebody that is an employee, you cannot live in there anymore because your salary is not enough to pay for all your needs. I hope somebody, any institution or any organization can take or do anything to pressure the government and make them leave, because they are just taking everything they can, because Venezuela is a really rich power in natural resources. Mm. You know, we have oil. We have the biggest oil reserves in the world, but it is all gone because the money that is coming from all the resources or all the products that we have are going to the pockets of the people that is in the government, and you cannot see anything in the country. I don't know if you have read the book Animal Farm, the Orwell. It's like that. The situation is start in the same way, like, you know, the animal says, okay, we are going bad, but we are working for us, for ourselves. We don't have to give anything to the humans. Well, that is what happened in Venezuela. They say, we are going bad, but we have our country in our hands. We are not giving it to the other countries. But the hope that we have is that we don't finish as the book. There is not electricity sometimes. There is no water. So sometimes they say, okay, the protest is going really hard. It will be really hard these days. So buy food and have some. But even if you have the money, you don't have anything to buy. But if you can buy in the black market, it's just a small group of people that can do it. Most of the people cannot. So it is really sad. Is people dying? Is people even? I have here just last week, there was a woman that have a baby, but she cannot.
She can't take care of it.
No, because there is no milk, there is no pampers, there is no anything. So she is giving the baby to somebody that can take care. It's a really tragic situation.